Chapter 6. He's not been as careful as he ought. The name just fell out without him thinking about it. How many people know that Draco Malfoy is connected to Ad-Rock? Something doesn't add up. Ginny wouldn't have said anything, so it has to be Potter who opened his big mouth. Probably thinks it's a good joke. Thanks, Salazar, he doesn't know just how good a joke it is. Potter is clouding his brain. He's not thinking clearly. Fuck Potter. The more he thinks about keeping his promise to Ginny, the more uneasy he feels about it. It's only a matter of time before he slips up, especially when the boy Wonder is involved. Another date would spell disaster. But he wants another date, despite everything. Just one more date as Ad-Rock. He'll get it out of his system and be done with it. And pretty little Potter will emerge with his frail ego intact, free to find the love of his life, be it man, woman, or giant squid. All he has to do now is swallow his pride. That's nothing new. Draco axios a quill and parchment from his desk and hunches over his coffee table. Now to phrase it. Sorry I was a cowardly dick. Please go out with me again. No. Sorry I left. It's because I'm actually Draco Malfoy and you hate me, so I was doing you a favor. Maybe. That would cancel any chance of a second date happening, but it would be quick and painless at least. There's a tapping at the window, but Draco ignores it. Probably another commission request. It can wait. Dear Harry, could we just forget what happened before? Have a good shag and let bygones be bygones? Might as well explore all the options. The tapping persists. He looks up in annoyance, and an owl scrapes its beak along the window ledge. All right, he mutters, getting up and letting it in. It drops the letter on the floor with an unceremonial swoop and leaves without awaiting a reply. Fine. Draco picks it up, rips it open, and works to decipher the messy scrawl. Ad-Rock, I'm sure you didn't expect to hear from me. I didn't expect to write you, but I'd like to go out with you again. If this is about me being HP, I want you to know I hate it as much as you do. Probably more. Parts of it anyway. But I thought there was something between us, even if it was only half a date. I didn't even try the rest of the mystery menu. Isn't that tragic? I think you owe me that at least. Sincerely, with all of my Gryffindor pride on the line, Harry fucking Potter. Draco reads it twice, three times. After the fourth time, he tells himself to stop grinning like an idiot. This is a stupid plan, Draco tells himself. Don't get excited. He doesn't know. He may like you now, but he doesn't know. His eyes keep falling back to the something between us line. Something between us. Something between us. Something between us. Fuck. If only. Harry fucking Potter indeed. Well, at least his dirty work is done for him. Can't disappoint the savior. He responds immediately. Harry, you're right. I'm very surprised to hear from you. Thank you for giving me the benefit of the doubt. You won't believe this, but I was just about to write you. Please allow me to apologize for my behavior in person. I had my reasons, but it doesn't excuse my action. Let's try the rest of the menu. Tomorrow, same time and place, Ad-Rock. He wants to add the line, I don't hate who you are. I owe you more than a date. I owe you my life, and it kills me. There is something between us. He doesn't, of course. He signals his owl and sends the letter without reading it over. His owl returns with the reply minutes later. Ad-Rock. Yes, and sorry I spelled your name wrong. It really is a weird one, isn't it? I mean that in the nicest way. Harry. Draco lets out a slow breath. How long before Potter catches on? Is it at all possible that this might still work out if he did? Probably not. But still, Draco writes out another note and ties it to his owl again, who tilts its head as if to ask, "Are you sure that's worth my time?" before fluttering off. Harry. Your name, on the other hand, is frighteningly common, and I mean that in whatever way you choose to take it. As for mine, you're pronouncing it wrong too, but I'll allow it. Adrock. He doesn't receive a reply back, which he has decided to take as a good sign. The pub where he's arranged to meet Ginny for lunch is loud and bustling and completely muggle. He owled her just this morning in a panic, trying on 5 different outfits as Adrock and Draco before throwing up his hands and begging her to let him cancel the whole thing. She, of course, adamantly refused, but offered to give him a bit of a pep talk that afternoon. What she could say to him that could possibly help his state of mind remains a mystery. "What on God's green earth are chicken fingers?" Draco sniffs as he skims the menu. "Oh, never mind. I just ordered chips to share anyway." Ginny yanks the laminated card from him. "So, let's get on with it."
"On with what? This was your idea, though I sincerely doubt it will change anything."
He sips his water and scowls. "Why do you care?" Ginny says, glancing around the room. "Thought you hated him anyway, and were just doing this as a favor."
"I never said..." But he knows a trap when he sees one. Whether or not I care does not change the fact that it will be humiliating.
"But you do care. You like him."
"Adrock likes him."
Ginny rolls her eyes. "Seriously? That's your idea of a logical argument?"
"Yes, it's entirely logical. Adrock likes him because Adrock has a chance with him. Because Potter likes Adrock. Adrock is a boring do-gooder with mediocre talent. He's not me."
"Like hell he isn't, Draco." Ginny laughs, then turns serious. "Adrock is you. I mean, looks aside, I think Adrock is the kind of person you've always wanted to be. And you still can be, you know."
Draco shakes his head. "I don't think so."
"Harry would agree with me. It's not just the do-gooder part of Adrock that Harry likes. Harry's not boring.
He dated me, didn't he?" She grins slyly. "You're a Gryffindor," Draco drawls. "Hardly compares."
"Yes, and look how that worked out," she sighs. "Look, Harry likes a challenge. Hell, I think there's even a part of him that likes to be antagonized. For goodness sake, he gets off on bantering with anonymous callers at work, so..."
Draco's blood runs cold. "What?"
Ginny goes on unperturbed. "I mean, I trust you won't tell him I told you, but he sort of had it on for a caller who was always rude to him. Remind you of anyone?"
"Where does Potter work?"
Draco tries to ignore the panic rising in his chest. "Well..." A startled look crosses her features. "Just an office by the hospital."
"Oh, fuck no. You said an anonymous caller?"
"Did I?" she says weakly. "I meant arrogant. An arrogant caller. Someone from the ministry. Very handsome, I'm sure. But unavailable."
"Weasley," he glares.
"Malfoy," she glares back.
"You are a horrid liar."
"You're no better," she counters. "Anyway, I don't see why it matters that he works at the crisis center. He wants to help people. Something else you two have in common, by the way." Draco swallows more water and looks Ginny steadily in the eye.
"Ginevra, please don't make me do this. I don't care what you tell him. Tell him Adrock is a closeted centaur for all I care. You don't know what you're doing."
She holds his gaze. "I know exactly what I'm doing, even if I'm missing a few..."
details. I know it sucks to be alone, especially after living through a war. I think you're a good match. I thought so when I didn't even know it was you. But I think so even more now. She waves to someone behind him. For one sickening second, he thinks it might be Potter. But then he turns to see it's none other than Neville Longbottom. "That's your date?" he sneers. "Yeah, actually," she smiles and waves him over. He shoulders his way through the crowd and stops at their table. "Hi, Draco." Neville offers him a handshake and a grin that is surprisingly genuine. "Longbottom," he nods and tentatively takes the hand. "Neville," he corrects himself. Using first names is one of the small ways he's been slowly extricating himself from his old life, but it doesn't come easy. "Not aiming to steal my girl, are you, mate?" Neville chuckles. Draco shakes his head and eases himself away from the table. "This one's all yours," he says darkly, and stalks out.